Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
You kneel before Zul.
It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop.
Beer on tap! Beer on tap! In craft beer production today, Schmitz is sixth in the USA!
Nose Hair Lakeland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
Dion Warwick could do a lot for any song she made it. Yes, she did. Jimi Hendrix play a mean guitar. He made it. Yes, he did. But me got that will to learn. Yes, I have. Gonna be a star one day. Got that will to learn. My name is gonna be on top. Uh-huh. Listen. Sly. The blood, sweat, and tears. The Allman Brothers. They made it. Song she made it. Yes, she did. I heard somebody say one of me, pretty girls, pretty clothes. Do you know? Hear me now. We'll be right back.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
11. Auto-suggestion. You'll never be alone. Creative imagination. Desire. You don't have a burning desire at all. 8. Every morning you know exactly what you're going to do and why, but all the real joy is taken out of it. 5th. Faith. Don't fight it. 1st, 5, 4th, 4, go into some quiet spot, perhaps in bed at night, close your eyes, hold it. I can touch it with my hands. Imagination. You'll never be alone. The importance of the woman. You'll never be alone. Know what you want. Like all states of mind, the mastery of procrastination. 9, no one knows everything, no place to go. Number 2.
1.
1. The second principle is a state of mind, sudden flashes of thought or inspiration. 10, the fifth principle is whatever it is you do for a living. The fourth principle is the one and only woman. The sixth principle is the sixth principle. The sixth sense. The 13th and final principle is the 12th principle. 3rd, this is important. This is it. Thoughts are things.
3.
3. Time means nothing to your subconscious.
2.
2. Understand once and for all, you'll never be alone here on Earth.
The fourth secret, appreciator.
Actually, the very word appreciate has a double meaning. Besides being grateful, it means to raise in value, as in real estate. This is exactly what appreciation can do to a woman. Literally, raise her in value. The opposite of appreciate is to depreciate or lower in value. How many sales have been lost by the salesman who did not appreciate his customer as an individual and did not give her his appreciative attention? A mother and father wanted to contribute to a college as a tribute to their son, killed in the war. The dean of the Eastern College didn't know who they were and depreciated their offer with a derisive laugh. Well, they left his office and built a university near San Francisco in memory of that boy, Leland Stanford. Since my saleswomen make calls in homes, we often have the problem of a loud radio, record player, or TV to overcome. Even sales problems like this can be handled in an appreciative way. I teach my saleswomen to say, before we sit down, I have a confession to make. I'm a little deaf. Would you do me a favor and turn off the music? You see, I appreciate you giving me your time, and I don't want to miss a word you say. Ah, yes. You see, I learned from that young salesman in the restaurant. One of the most superb salesmen I know tells his women prospects, "The best is none too good for you. My product is the finest that money can buy, and you deserve it. I want you to have it." He is irresistible because he really means it. Appreciation can be shown in many ways. For instance, when my book, The Selling Power of a Woman, was published by Prentice Hall, letters of congratulation came in from people all over the nation. The most appreciated letters were the ones from those who had actually read the book and took the time to tell me about it. I noticed these were from the busiest people and often the most celebrated. I have a theory that the fact they make time to do kind things like this is one of the underlying reasons that they are famous. When James Farley spoke at his former high school, the high school band played for him. The next day, every member of that band received a personal note of appreciation from Mr. Farley. The first time I met Norman Vincent Peale, I barely spoke to him, but I did hand him my business card. The next day, I received an appreciative letter from him, thanking me for speaking to him and wishing me success in my business. Now, these people had time to show appreciation. We're shortchanging ourselves when we don't even appreciate the members of our families, let alone our business associates. Buy some small notepaper or even postcards. If you can, have them imprinted with a little symbol of you or your company. A Scott friend of mine has a little Scotty dog illustrated on all of his advertising, and he uses this with "Just thought you'd like to know" across the top of the postcards. Take the time at the end of a day to address a card to the people you met that day. Did a secretary give you a hard time today? Tell her how much you appreciate her efficiency. Pull out all those calling cards you've picked up and send a note of appreciation. Try to think of something not only appreciative but of interest as well regarding your conversation. So, our fourth secret, gentlemen, is always appreciate the lady if you want to sell her, and never depreciate her.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
of Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Since music is a school of love, I keep up with you throughout the musical atmosphere. Yeah. Yeah. Move it! Yeah. MPLA. I'm not going on a holiday. MPLA. I'm not going on a holiday. So not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow. I'm not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow. Yeah. Imago nato, 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 pango jedo, 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 make me nato, 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 make me jedo, 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 jedo. Fire not is your beauty. I say your not is your glory. I say your not is your soul. You got to be a not to go on the MPLA, yeah. MPLA. I'm not going on a holiday. A MPLA. I'm not going on a holiday. I'm not going to the country. And I to go into the hills, yeah. I fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. And I to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. Imago nato, 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 pango jedo, 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 jedo. Fire not is your beauty, the not is your glory. Your not is your soul. So make we keep up with not far. I am in a plot. Keep up your not far. I am in a plot. And make we not up, not up, not up, not up, not up. Make we jed up, jed up, jed up, jed up, jed up. And the MPLA. And not to go in on a holiday. I fling away your sorrow.
Anybody touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss on.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
I am recording a record, and this is the group that I want to have backing me up. So I think I'll be in good hands. Uh-huh. What's your name?
Louis Moskowitz.
And how long have you been with the group?
About 2 years now.
2 years, uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about you?
Lenny Goldstein, about 1 year.
Uh-huh. You're kind of new with the group.
The newest member of the group.
And this is Ben, of course. This
yeah, Ben Stiefel, uh-huh. About 5 years.
I want to tell you something about these two gentlemen. A lot of people think that my theme song that's in the opening is, I don't sing it. Steve here sings on those Stairway to Start. Is that right, Steve? Yeah. And this is the gentleman right here that wrote it, Ben. So, Steve. You got the soundtrack, haven't you?
Yes, I did.
Why don't you do our theme song, okay?
All right, Frank.
Okay, here they are, all the King's Men.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
one way or the other, Babylon will burn, I say. Babylon will burn, one way or the other, Babylon will burn, I say.